Oftentimes, we grow up being taught to marry a man with money. It's usually ingrained into a woman's mind to marry a man who can provide. Your husband is your provider, maybe etched into your brain. But what happens if a husband loses his job, or he gets called into full-time ministry, or God gives him an unexpected task, or he gets sick for a time? What if a wife finds herself widowed? Many women find that throughout the marriage, their financial stability doesn't feel as stable during some seasons of their marriage because life happens. So what do you do then? Let's talk about it. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Hey mama, and welcome back to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. Today we are talking about God being your provider. This is meant to be an uplifting devotional for wives. And I want to start with a Bible verse, which is Philippians 4:19, which says, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." When life happens, many wives are unprepared to deal with the change and get through this season gracefully. Instead, they find themselves resenting their husbands. This is pretty common. I've heard many, many, many women who have dealt with this and experienced this. And it can be avoided by a simple shift in mindset. So I want to kind of touch on a story in the Bible that's found in 2 Kings 4. It says that a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be slaves." That's 2 Kings 4:1. This is a story of Elijah and the widow's oil. And here we see where there's a woman who finds herself widowed and now in debt because her husband is gone and she's got creditors who want to take her son away. And so, of course, this is a situation in which life happened, right? And her husband is no longer able to provide for her because he's no longer alive. However, this story is such a beautiful reminder to all wives of biblical truth and the stability and reliability of God. And so if you don't know this story, I encourage you to read it. I also break it down a little further in my blog at tallermomdiaries.com. But just as a brief overview, this woman went and spoke to Elisha, and Elisha told her to get oil. All she had in her house was a jar of oil. He told her, "Get the oil and also borrow a bunch of vessels, a bunch of jars, as many as you can, and pour the oil into the jars and keep pouring until the oil stops and run out of jars." And so that's what she did. Her and her sons got all of these vessels, all of these jars, and she kept pouring the oil into jar after jar after jar. And she asked her sons, "Hey, I need another one. I need another jar." And they're like, "There's no more." And the moment that happened, that's when the oil stopped. The oil stopped flowing. That was the provision of God. He provided. And so after that, she was instructed to sell the oil and then pay the debt. And not only pay the debt, there was also enough for her and her sons to live on. So there was an abundance thereafter. God was able to perform a miracle in this woman's life and provide for her and her family, even though her husband was unable to do so because he had passed. And so this is a great encouragement and reminder for all wives that God is Jehovah Jireh. God is the ultimate provider. we see in this story, the Lord took care of this woman and her family. And this is something that wives and moms also must learn, that no matter what season your husband is in, God is your ultimate provider. Now, yes, it is a man's God-designed role to provide for his wife and children. However, a wife must understand that God is her ultimate provider. God is the primary source for her and her family. Now, God will use your husband as a means of provision, absolutely. However, in those times where life happens, because this is a fallen world, all hope is not lost. God will provide. But you must trust him to do so. Fully surrender and understand that sometimes, you know, God provides in a way that we wouldn't expect or in a way that we would have probably done it differently. All of that, it doesn't matter. The fact is that God will provide, right? So there are many women who find themselves financially supporting their husband at some point in time. And so if you are feeling weary or tired of financially supporting your husband or financially supporting the family, then this is for you. You may experience a season in your marriage where you are the breadwinner for a time. Don't be discouraged. Several women find themselves in a situation at one point or another, and typically the season is just that. It's a season, of course, depending on, you know, the man you married and your particular circumstance, but generally it is just a season. It doesn't last a lifetime. It doesn't last forever, especially when you keep your heart right. And that's very important to remember. Keep your heart right and don't allow the enemy to tempt you to resent your husband. Because that is a common tactic that he will use in an attempt to destroy marriages. Because as we know, the enemy does not like godly marriage. He does not like godly family. And it is being attacked very severely. It is being attacked very severely. And so that is a tactic that he will use to try to pit a husband and a wife against one another, is to get resentment into the wife's heart. So don't let that happen. Here are some things that you can do if you are currently financially supporting your family or your husband when you would prefer to not be the breadwinner. So the first thing is pray for your husband and your situation. Commit to praying for your husband. Pray that God orders his steps and gives him wisdom. Ask the Lord to open up doors of opportunity for your husband. If your husband needs motivation, pray about that too. Be sure to pray and speak God's word over your situation and declare that this too shall pass. Declare what you want to see. Don't speak what you see in the natural. Declare where you want to go and speak that out of your mouth, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. The second thing is to respect your husband. This is so, so key, right? Instead of resenting your husband, you want to be very intentional about respecting him. The Bible commands wives to respect their husbands, and you may feel that he doesn't deserve respect depending on the situation that you're in. However, it is your job to be obedient to God. Love that man, respect him, and speak kindly to him. Serve him with patience and continue to pray for him, and things will turn around for the better in due time. However, you must be diligent and do not give up. And in some situations, you very well may have to humble yourself. But it will be so worth it, because God's word is true. You know, in 1 Peter 3:1, it says, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some of them do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives." Verse 2 says, "When they observe the chaste conduct accompanied by fear." The scripture is basically saying that men's hearts can be changed, husbands' hearts can be changed simply by the conduct of their wives, not the words. You don't even have to say anything. All you have to do is live the word of God. All you have to do is respect him. Be obedient to the word of God. Do what God is telling you to do. Treat him kindly with love, and in time, it will minister to him, even if you don't even open your mouth regarding the situation. So your behavior and your actions make a huge difference, and they will determine how your husband responds to you. The third thing that you can do is protect your marriage. Do not allow other people into your marriage or your financial situation. Choose not to share that business with your family and friends. Don't speak disrespectfully about your husband. You know, keep your business within your home, between you, your husband, and God. And even if you both agree to seek outside financial support, still, stay on your husband's side and speak positively about him and speak life over him. Don't go around bad-mouthing him and saying bad things about him or attempting to make him look bad. No. Protect your marriage. The fourth thing that you can do is trust God as your provider and understand that God is your ultimate provider. He is your source. There may be seasons in life where He may not use your husband as a means of provision. He may provide for you in other ways, you know. So trust God and believe that He will make sure that the needs of you and your family are met, and He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You know, God is always present. He will help you. So place your faith firmly in Him and do not doubt. He is the only constant in life here on earth because He's God and He doesn't change and His word is true. So you can rely on Him. You know, the Bible says that your maker is your husband. Even if your natural husband is unable to perform as, you know, financially as you would like, God is also your husband and He is fully capable of providing for you and He can fully be relied upon always. That's in Isaiah 54:5. It says, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is His name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth." The fifth thing that you can do is be strong in the season. Okay, don't give up on your husband or your marriage or life. Money comes and goes, but what God establishes is long lasting. And so to be strong, you have to abide in Jesus. Read your Bible. Get it in your heart. And when negative thoughts come, combat them with the word of God. Speak God's word out loud over your life, over your husband, over your marriage, over your family. Meditate on God's word throughout the day until it is your dominating thought, because your thought life is powerful. So make sure that your thoughts are positive and God glorifying. You know, Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might." So don't give up. And never forget that God is your ultimate source. No matter what happens in this life, you can truly rely on Him. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He loves you and He will always take care of you and your children, your husband, your family, no matter what, because you belong to Him. But you have to believe and trust Him and only speak His word no matter what the situation looks like. Choose to walk by faith. Ask God to help you respect your husband and protect your marriage. Pray for grace so that you can truly trust God and learn to completely rely on Him for every need to be met. Be encouraged, sister.
I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.